Pesach, the Orla Paragal, Meshachat, and Kukliot. And Kukliot are great, the that broad before they reach the third of its growth. Bachar Tzanet, and the seeds of grapes, Bazagim, and the peels of grapes, Batemet Shalahem, and wine that is made by pouring water over the seeds and peels of the grapes, and eventually the water picks up the taste of wine. Klipe Rima Banechalo, the peels of pomegranate and its stem. Klipe Agoizim Bahagarinim, nutshell, and the pits inside fruit, Asura Baorlo Vashera Uba Nazar. These things would be included in the Isra of Orla. And it would be included in the Isra of Asherah. If the tree is worshipped, these things would be included in the Isra. And so too, another cannot eat any of these things, as another cannot eat any part of the grape. Umutaram b'ravai. But a tree that's in its fourth year, that the peros are revived, has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. These things would not be included in a revai. They're allowed to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. The reason being is that revai is not forbidden in Hana. You're allowed to have benefit for the pears of revai, just you cannot eat them outside of Yerushalayim. And the Torah only obligates you to bring food that's normally eaten to Yerushalayim. But these things are not normally eaten, so therefore, they do not have to be brought to Yerushalayim. They can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, even without redemption. V'hanovlos kulam asuros. Novlos are fruit that blew off the tree prior to having ripened. And with regard to all these surah that we mentioned previously, noblos would be included in the Isser, as noblos are included in the Isser of Orla, and they're also included in the Isser of Revai. As noblos is fit to be eaten, so therefore, if it's Revai, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and so too it's included in the Isser of Asherah, and another also cannot eat noblos. Rabbi Yezi said, you're allowed to plant a branch from an orla tree. You can take a branch from the tree and plant it. And even though orla is usur b'hana, you're not allowed to have any benefit from orla, but only the peiros of the tree are included in the isur of orla, not the branches. But you're not allowed to plant a nut from an orla tree, because a nut is a pri and is included in the isur of orla, and since orla is usur b'hana, you're not allowed to plant it. You're not allowed to take a branch from an orla tree that has some kafniot on it, unripe fruit, are still on the branch. And you can't take that branch and graft it onto another tree. And even though you're grafting the branch, not the fruit, but since the branch has some fruit on it, if you graft it onto another tree, you might forget that it's also as orla and end up eating the peros. So therefore, even though those peros are kafniot, they're unripe, it's forbidden to use that branch to graft it onto another tree. But if you have a branch from an orla tree that does not have any pears on it, you would be allowed to graft it onto another tree, because the branch is not usur as orla, only the fruit is included in the isur of orla, not the branches.